A Spool of Blue Thread by Anne Tyler.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Can't leave till the dog dies. Chapter 1. Late one July evening in 1994, Red and Abby Whitshank had a phone call from their son Denny. They were getting ready for bed at the time. Abby was standing at the bureau in her slip, drawing hairpins one by one from her scattery, sand-colored topknot. Red, a dark, gaunt man in striped pajama bottoms and a white T-shirt, had just sat down on the edge of the bed to take his socks off. So when the phone rang on the nightstand beside him, he was the one who answered.
"Whitshank residence," he said. And then, "Well, hey there."
Abby turned from the mirror, both arms still raised to her head.
"What's that?"
he said, without a question mark.
"Huh?" he said. "Oh, what the hell, Denny?"
Abby dropped her arms.
"Hello?" he said. "Wait, hello? Hello?"
He was silent for a moment, and then he replaced the receiver.
"What?"
Abby asked him.
"Says he's gay."
"What?"
"Said he needed to tell me something. He's gay."
"And you hung up on him?"
"No, Abby, he hung up on me. All I said was, what the hell? And he hung up on me. Click! Just like that."
"Oh, Red,